Russ Paulson is the Executive Director of Community Preparedness and Resilience Services for the American Red Cross. And a news release came across my desk. Misperceptions about home fires that could end in tragedy. Red Cross Home Fire Campaign saves 26 lives in first year. You know, I was mentioning that I think Russ, first of all, good morning. But I think a lot of people would be amazed if they knew how many home fires take place in this country.
Well, good morning, Joe, and it's good to be with you again. You know, we talked to you when we first started this campaign last year. It was just an idea, and I'm happy to report back that it's more than an idea now. We've got 26 lives saved so far across the country. But you're right. There's about 350,000 home fires every year.
Wait a minute. 360,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Go
ahead.
Those little tiny fires, but yeah, I mean it's an enormous number. And 7 people die every day on average.
Come on, 7 a day.
Yeah, if this were like, you know, happening all at once,
right.
it ends up being about 2,500 people in a year, maybe sometimes up to 3,000. If that happened all at once, this would be huge news. Everybody and their brother would be talking about it every day. But because it happens, you know, 1 and 2 and 3 people at a time, people just don't realize how pervasive it is.
Is it, Russ Paulson is with us from the Red Cross. Are these, for the most part, preventable? And if they are, then how come there are so many? What's going on?
Well, they're nearly all preventable. And you know, the first thing people can do is get a smoke alarm that's working. A lot of folks have alarms that they think might be working, but they haven't tested them in forever. They may have an alarm that's old. When I started this thing, I went to my dad's house and discovered that he had the same alarms that were there when I was a kid, and I'm just definitely not a kid anymore. So I replaced those for my dad. You know, if you have a smoke alarm that's more than 10 years old, it's just time to replace that thing.
Okay.
But the other thing is people think they have more time to get out of their houses than they do. People think they have 5, maybe even 10 minutes to get out. Our survey that you referred to there, Joe, says about 20% of the public think they have 10 minutes to get out of a house when the fire starts. The real answer is they got about 2. And if it wakes you up in the middle of the night, you're going to spend some of that time just kind of waking up, and then you got to wake everybody else up. So 2 minutes is not very long.
Should one have, and I've read this, that you ought to, now this seems, and I know families hear this all the time, but should you practice fire drills in your home?
You know, we all remember doing fire drills when we were at school.
Right.
And that makes sense. It's good to do. But you should do a fire drill in your home, too. Fire drills are not just for schools. Practice your fire drill when you test your smoke alarm, and everybody needs to be able to get out within 2 minutes. If they can't get out within 2 minutes, you need to do it over again. It is literally potentially the difference between life and death for people. So I know it may feel a little weird, but people just need to do their fire drill at home. If everybody can't get out in 2 minutes, try over.
All right, and then the one thing I had always heard, and I think it makes all the sense in the world, is you pick a place outside where everyone will meet.
That's right.
And what's the benefit of that?
Well, so you want to know that everybody got out okay. One of the horrible things that can happen in a fire is people go outside, they don't see somebody that they're expecting, they don't see one of the family members out there, and so they figure they must be trapped back in the house, and someone goes back in, and then that person who goes back in never comes back out. Meanwhile, that person that they were looking for was just in a different part of the yard or had gone over to a neighbor's house to call 911 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You should never go back in a burning house. Never, never, never go back in a burning house, because fires double in size roughly every minute. That's the rule of thumb firefighters use. So you may think it's a small fire, but by the time you head back into the house, it just grows and grows and grows, and you may not come back out.
So you may have some family members may be in, like maybe across the street under a tree or near a sign, and then you go, well, where's so-and-so? And they might be safe, but they might be in the back or somewhere else. And
they might be in the back. They might have gone next door to call 911,
yeah.
You know, which is a smart thing to do.
Right.
You know, get out of the house and then call 911. But yeah, you got to know where everybody is.
You got to know where everybody is. The other thing, I read this, and that is the one of the leading causes of home fires, and that is, and I don't care what age you are, but this happens. People get distracted. It's cooking. Is cooking, because people get distracted, cell phones, whatever, and you forget, and that's one of the leading causes.
It is. It's just, you know, you get sort of complacent because some folks cook every day and you just don't think about it. But
right.
Then, you know, the first save we had in the home fire campaign was actually kind of like cooking. It was a lady down in Albany, Georgia, who had set her oven on self-clean, went and took a nap on the living room sofa. She forgot that she had a pan of grease in the oven where she kept it. She kept her cast iron skillet there in the oven. It went on.
Right.
It caught fire when she put that thing on self-clean. She was asleep in the living room. If that smoke alarm that the Red Cross and our partners had installed down there hadn't been there, I'm not sure she would have made it out alive.
Yeah, and see, that's where the... Now, what about people who say they can't... Maybe they're on limited income and they can't afford smoke detectors?
So the Red Cross is going door-to-door in high-risk neighborhoods. Red Cross fire departments and other partners of ours are going door-to-door in high-risk neighborhoods installing smoke alarms. So you can call your local Red Cross if you really can't afford one. We'll get one to you. Our goal, the number of fire deaths in this country has stayed steady between 2,500 and 3,000 for 30 years or something like that. We want to bend that curve down. We want to make a 25% reduction of deaths and injuries in 5 years. And we're going to do that by going door-to-door, installing smoke alarms. We're going to educate kids in schools and after-school programs about how to be safe in a fire. We got 26 lives so far that we can prove that we've saved. We think there's probably more that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And if we together, all of us, work together, we can make a difference in this. If any of your listeners want to help out, if they want to help out with the campaign,
okay. We
can use some help.
All right.
So also go to redcross.org for that.
All right. So redcross.org, and there's a lot of other stuff on that webpage, redcross.org, and folks can help out. They can volunteer. Most importantly, they can make donations. And, you know, I know there's a lot of controversy about that. I can assure them the money goes towards what you donated for as a member of the Board of Governors. I can attest to that. So the reality is that this has to happen. I'm going to bring up one more issue only because I saw a local news story here in Washington D.C. about people getting ripped off with their repairing or cleaning their chimneys, getting ready for, you know, the cold weather. A lot of people burn wood, and that can be a cause of fire, too, can it?
Chimney fires are absolutely a potential real issue, and that's not when you want to find that your chimney's not in good shape. But I mean, if a chimney fire happens and a chimney's in perfect shape, it's probably not going to cause a huge, huge problem. But
right.
Unfortunately, that's when people find out that maybe there's a little chink somewhere in there, and then the fire spreads. And the thing about fire is it'll crawl through the walls and spread before you know it. That's why it's so important to have a smoke alarm, because they can sniff it out before you can.
Okay. And so you want to get it checked. You do want to get your chimneys checked.
Absolutely.
But most importantly, by a reputable company.
Somebody trustworthy.
Yeah, somebody trustworthy that's licensed and has insurance and that type of thing. But that's a cause, because folks, you know, they love the aesthetics of a wood-burning fire and that type of thing. And folks just don't really check it out. And you should. You have to do that. So bottom line, get a smoke detector. If you have an old one, you say if it's 10 years or older, time to replace it.
It's time to replace it. And they have alarms now that have a battery in them that will literally last you 10 years. So none of this, you know, spring forward, fall back, and check and replace your batteries. If you get an alarm today, you can get one that has a 10-year battery in it.
Okay.
Put it up there and forget it. If you need to shut it off because it's making an alarm because you burned something on the stove or something like that, just a little cooking fire, you know, not even a fire, but just, you know, you burned
a lot of smoke. Yeah.
There's a button that'll hush it. You just push the button and it hushes it. You don't need to take the batteries out. That's the best way to go.
Now, what about, I'm sorry, I thought another question, because we live in a condominium. And we have, I think ours is hooked up to the electric circuit system. I mean, there's a battery in it. I mean, is there any special consideration? Because a lot of people now live in multi-family units.
Yeah, so that's what I have in my house, actually,
okay.
too, Joe. Those batteries are there for the backup in case that, you know, in case there is a fire, like in the electrical
room,
your
see.
Power
okay.
goes out. You want to have that battery working.
Oh, I see. So that battery is backup. I got you.
It's a backup battery. That's
I
right.
See.
Just in case things aren't working right. And you know, those are tend to be really good alarms. But you do still want to check them and make sure that backup battery is working, because fires, you know, a lot of fires are electrical, and if it starts and cuts out your power, you're relying on that battery to save your life.
All right. So once again, you need more information. All this is just good information. And man, when you start talking about 365,000 fires a year and 7 deaths a day, I sure hope people take take serious what we're talking about, and all of this
is
preventable.
So important.
Yeah,
it is so important and so easy to do something about it.
You know,
practice your fire drill at home. Make sure everybody get out 2 minutes.
Yeah,
install a smoke alarm, and you're good to go.
All right, Russ, thank you, Rush. I appreciate
Joe, it's always good talking to you.
And thank you for the work you do with the Red Cross.